Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Sally Toksvig, and this is We Will Get Past This, where I welcome you into my calm room of books, so I can share tales from history of various deeds. Some brave, some baffling, others downright idiotic, in a bid to comfort the soul in this challenging time we find ourselves in. Some of these were recorded with specific dates in mind, but as we've all come to realise, none of that kind of thing really matters. My diary's wide open. There are no rules about when something can be enjoyed, so take a moment to relax and remember this. We will get past this. Hello there, come on in. Today, for the very first time in a considerable while, I bothered to open my calendar and realise it's not just any day of the year, but May Day, which has a nice ring to it. It suggests dancing with ribbons around a stripy pole. But then I remembered that May Day is also a call of distress, which is weird. It's all down to one man in Croydon, and a general struggle, I think, by the British to deal with any language other than English. When anyone says May Day anywhere in the world over the radio, everybody knows there's trouble. It is the universally recognised word that some life-threatening emergency, usually on a ship or a plane, is kicking off. The procedure to distinguish it as a distress signal is that you say it three times in a row. Mayday, mayday, mayday. It all began in 1923 when a senior radio officer at Croydon Airport in London called Frederick Mockford, which is a marvellous name, was asked to come up with something suitable for an international cry of concern. At the time, Croydon Airport was very busy with traffic to and from Le Bourget Airport in Paris, France. He decided, Frederick, that Mayday sounded like the French word m'aide, which means help me. How marvellous, something the French could understand and the British knew how to pronounce. Having started down the French route, everyone followed with any number of things you can call out quickly. For example, pan-pan from the French panier, which means breakdown, to signal an urgent situation involving a mechanical or medical issue, or sécurité from the French word sécurité, which means safety, and highlights some safety issue like weather. I realised my schoolgirl French had overlooked these words and how useless I'd be as a radio ham. Disappointed at my poor skills, I am, however, heartened by one of the upsides of this curious incarceration, which has been to discover just how much we are able to communicate with each other. This week, amongst other things, I gave a Zoom talk to 12-year-olds in Sweden, who as part of their homeschooling are inexplicably being made to read one of my novels, as if being locked up with your parents wasn't bad enough. It wasn't my idea, but I was thrilled to discover an entire class of Swedish kids with perfect English. I wonder how many classes of English kids speak perfect Swedish. This particular day of the year is celebrated in almost every country in the world. In fact, I couldn't find a single one which looked at May the 1st and just shrugged. It seems this day is something we can all agree to enjoy, whatever our religious or cultural background. In Hawaii, May Day is known as Lei Day, a festival where everyone wears garlands of flowers to celebrate the island's culture, while in Latvia, it's Constituent Assembly Convocation Day, which I think perhaps wrongly I believe sounds like less fun. In Mexico, the day is referred to as Primero de Mayo, and like many nations, it's a national holiday for honouring workers. So where does all this celebrating stem from? Well, possibly like so much of our lives, it all started with the ancient Greeks and Romans. Both cultures loved a festival, and the celebration of nature being reborn at this time of year was marked by the Greeks with the Anthesteria, one of the four Athenian festivals in honour of Dionysus. If you are looking for a god of your own and haven't yet selected one, then Dionysus is worth considering. He was the god of wine, of fertility, ritual madness, religious ecstasy, festivity and theatre, a combination which many of us still enjoy today. For the Greeks, this time of year was the beginning of spring, but more importantly, it was the day they decided that the wine made the previous year was ready to be consumed. On the first day, jars of wine were opened and everyone was allowed to join in, even the slaves. Well, when you've had a few, social order tends to break down. People dressed up, visited their pals, and had competitions to see who could drink the fastest. Cracking stuff. The Romans marked the day with dancing and paying homage to Flora, the goddess of fruit and flowers, by gathering signs of spring. And for centuries, the Brits followed suit, holding mayfairs, which were fun, although I don't know what it says about the national character, that there are many historical reports where the drinking and womanising went too far and sometimes turned violent. These days, worldwide, May Day is mostly a celebration of International Workers' Day, a day to revere the workers, even the ones like myself, who've come from abroad. Since 1978, Britain has had a May Day bank holiday for trade unionists to be fêted, but in typical British fashion, it was decided to hold it on the first Monday of the month, rather than May the 1st itself, in order to minimise the damage to business. Give the workers a break, but not so the bosses have to pay too much. I think it would be wonderful if everyone, wherever they are, might agree on at least one day a year where we can all party. There are great bits of the May Day Festival of Beltane which we might all enjoy. Bonfires were a key ingredient. They're nice anywhere, and each of us could decide for ourselves whether their flames, smoke and ashes have protective powers. A feast is always welcome, and how nice to decorate the house with cheerful flowers. And who doesn't want to dance around a large pole, or indeed a large fellow from any country? So, let me invite you. My sister's imaginary restaurant, #ToxVigs, where you could eat what you like, when you like, with whatever view you desire, is celebrating Beltane on May the 1st at Butser Ancient Farm. Now, if you don't know the place, why don't you take a look, if you have the opportunity, through the lovely photos online. It's an archaeological open-air museum in the beautiful South Downs of England. Here, experimental archaeology tries to understand the past by reconstructing it in the present. There are amazing recreations of prehistoric, Romano-British and Anglo-Saxon buildings, all based on what we know from excavations. The whole site works to educate ourselves about early life in Britain. The farm has revolutionised a lot about how we understand our own history. Now, normally they'd be holding a great Beltane festival today, complete with music, dancing, eating, drinking, obs, and the burning of a giant wicker man. I would love for all of us to have gone. But I think we can still celebrate together. I can't light a bonfire, but I do have a candle. And to be honest, I'm not very tall. A broomstick to me looks like a maypole. Wouldn't it be amazing if for just one day, all 7.5 billion people on the planet just decided to be in a good mood and go, May the 1st! Yay! In Denmark, we put candles in the windows of our houses on May the 4th to celebrate liberation in the Second World War. I think I'll do it today instead and just celebrate everything with everyone. Happy May Day. And I say that without the slightest hint of distress. Take care. Be kind. We will get past this, you know.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.